720 WGN, John Landecker at 835, welcoming the man who has the answers to the questions. And that would be Lou Manfredini. Lou, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
My pleasure. Happy New Year, John.
And a Happy New Year to you, too. You know, I was noticing in the news over the past couple of weeks, this happens, I believe, almost every winter when it gets very cold. There are fires that break out in apartment buildings and in homes. I usually hear that it's caused by possibly a space heater or something, and families die. I mean, it's very, very sad. And
yeah.
I wanted to get you on to give us a little lecture or information as to, how to deal, what's the right way to deal with all of this time of year. And by the way, if anybody has any questions along these lines, 312-981-7200. But I just wanted to hear what you, because space heaters, I go into, stores, I won't mention them.
Right.
But there's all types. I mean,
right.
They're gigantic ones, small ones.
I mean, we use one in our own home that first of all, space heaters themselves are inherently safe in the sense that how they're wired, and they have all of them have what's called tip protection, so if they tip over, the heat source turns off. The fan doesn't necessarily turn off, but the heat source does, which is, you know, what's going to prevent the fire. And so if you use them safely and you're not using them unattended, they can be safe to use. I don't want to give people the impression that nobody should use a space heater, but some things to remember. First off, you need one that's in good repair. Now, I'm talking specifically about electric space heaters. There are some people that still use, and I am not a fan of this in indoor spaces, kerosene heaters. I've never been a fan of those because there's a fair amount of maintenance that has to happen with those to keep them clean, so they're clean burning. So for the sake of the argument, if you've got a cold room in the house, it is far more energy efficient on your pocketbook as far as what you're going to spend per month to use a space heater in that cold room as opposed to turning the thermostat up in the rest of the home.
Mm.
And but now you never want to plug it into an extension cord. You never want it to be close.
Why is that? Why don't you want to plug it into an extension cord?
So the average space heater, when it's on high, draws 1,500 watts.
Okay.
And so the cord that it's connected to is rated to take that. If you run a space heater on that high level and you grab the cord, even though it comes with the heater, you may notice that it's warm. Not hot, but like, it's not cold.
The cord itself.
The cord itself. Because so much electricity, it's almost, it's like drinking a heavy milkshake through a straw.
Right.
And you're really putting that force to come through it. And a lot of times people will plug space heaters into household cords, those lighter weight cords, not designed for that kind of load.
A household?
Wait
a minute. This is, I don't know if anybody else has questions, but I sure do. So, what, a household cord is an extension cord of some kind?
The extension cord that perhaps you use inside the house, it's brown, it's black, it's white. It's a thinner cord. It resembles, if you have a lamp, and you imagine what the cord coming off of a lamp, it's that same gauge.
Gotcha.
And maybe on the end of it, there's a plug where there's typically will take three things that you can plug into it. Two on one side, one on the other.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
You can't use that cord on a space heater because it's too small. The wire diameter is too narrow. That can catch on fire.
Wow.
The other thing is if you have it near drapes or, you know, you have young kids that stumble in, or a dog runs by it, and maybe the heater pivots, and now it's by a set of drapes or something, and that can ignite. And so, I know that what I just said is enough to scare people off.
There are
safer alternatives when it comes to space heaters. I featured one on a television segment recently. There's a couple of different manufacturers that make space heaters that you actually hang on the wall.
No kidding.
Right, so they're panels. You still plug them in. You hang it right next to where the receptacle is in the home, and it uses either convection or a fan, And now, if the dog runs by it or kids run by it, it's not going to fall off the wall if it's properly installed. And even some of them have a safety device that where the screws that went into the wall are holding the device on the wall. If it were to come off the wall, it cuts the power to the unit.
Wow. Let me, we do have a call, some calls coming in. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Whoa, fine. Nice voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, boy. Anyways, Lou, where my wife and I live now, we have electric baseboard heat. Now, I'm just curious if it would be more heat efficient and cost efficient to plug in a portable heater versus using the heat that's already in the home.
Well, if the house already has electric baseboard heat, chances are it's running off of what's called a 240-volt connection, meaning that there's more voltage going to those radiators than a plug-in space heater. The higher voltage, it sounds counter to what would make sense, but the higher voltage is actually more energy efficient. The biggest thing with the electric baseboard heat, if that's what you have, is make sure that the baseboards are clean. Typically, it's a metal fin tube. You know, there's a metal thing on the front that can come off. If you can take a vacuum cleaner and vacuum all those fins, the whole idea behind electric baseboard, just like regular radiators, it works off of convection. As the fins heat up, it draws the cold air from the bottom, and then naturally through physics, it heats the air and then it comes up. And so if those are clogged and dirty, or you have furniture in front of them, anything that's blocking that, that causes the radiator to be less efficient. When it's less efficient, you're using more electricity. But you should probably be fine with the electric baseboard heat. The biggest thing that can help people a lot, especially with radiators, is if there are ceiling fans, or if not, even take a floor fan that you can pivot and point it up to the towards the ceiling to get the air to circulate. And if you do that, you'll make the space more comfortable, because up at the ceiling, you know, the air temperature is probably, you know, 6 to 8 degrees warmer than where you're sitting on the couch.
Because heat rises.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Even he does rise.
Even I know that.
Even you know that.
Well, guys, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate it.
Sure, Joe. Sure. Thank you. Well, I've been taking notes. I'm serious. Okay, so unattended. If you leave your space heater unattended, how?
Right. I mean, you know, going out to empty the garbage, that's fine.
But, yeah.
Just a question of, I'm going to run to the store.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm going to go on a long walk with the dogs, which, you know, on tonight, I don't suggest that because it's really cold.
But exactly.
That kind of stuff is really important. And the other, I mean, I was watching the news story, I'm sure you were too, about the terrible fire in New York.
Exactly.
In the high rise.
That's what got me to call you.
Right. And, that, you know, I don't have a ton of information on there, but what they spoke about there was it was really a bunch of smoke that caused all the deaths. And that was, it sounded like a fundamental failure of, in those high rises, the doors that lead to staircases and hallways are, have a, when the fire alarm goes off, it's supposed to close all the doors. And so, you know, we had a lot of people that listen that live in multifamily buildings, you know,
right.
A lot of times with multifamily buildings, I even heard someone on the news talk last night said, people go out in the hallways and they smoke in the hallways and the smoke alarms goes off and everybody ignores it. We can't become numb to those safety devices because they're so critical, and you've got to make sure they're in good repair. So, I mean, if you live in a building and you're questioning something about a carbon monoxide detector or a smoke detector, you know, those have to be up to date. They can't be older than, say, 10 years old at the maximum. They need to be replaced. And for those listening in their homes, you should have a carbon monoxide and a smoke detector on every level of your home. You know, they need to be in good repair with batteries replaced now. And there's a lot of these detectors now come with, you know, the better battery technology. And so you buy the unit, you put it into service and it lasts 10 years, battery and everything. So in 10 years, you just take the entire device, toss it, buy a new one.
So I'm guessing that most retailers who sell heating equipment and some of the things that we're talking about, electric heaters, that they're very reputable, that the products they have been tested and certified. Is there,
right, so,
is there a shady market out there by any chance?
I'm sure there's a shady market in any of that, right?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I am, you know, full disclosure, I don't even know if you know this, but, you know, my wife and I own a couple of hardware stores.
No kidding. So, I wasn't aware of that.
No.
You
well,
really
I mean, I
do?
You know,
I know that.
No, but I don't overly promote that when I'm on the radio, but places like legitimate hardware stores,
yes,
legitimate home improvement stores, you know, we're talking about Ace and True Value and Home Depot and Lowe's and Menards, those types of places. They're selling products that are either what's called, you know, UL listed. We're all very familiar with Underwriters Laboratory. There's also an ETL rating, which is a different rating service like UL. And if you're going to buy any of these products, you have to ensure that those types of safety ratings are on those devices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can with confidence say that all those retailers I just spoke of are only selling that kind of stuff because they're legitimate businesses.
Yes.
And so, you know, you can rest assured that if you're going to make that investment, at least you're buying a product that has been tested and is safe. But there is onus on the user, John, to make sure that they're using it correctly, too.
Right. Amazon, things like that, if you order from them.
I would trust Amazon as well. But I think that anybody will tell you that there's some shady people that do business on that website that, you know, may... It's kind of like, you know, so for instance, you know, the two biggest names in smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors is First Alert and KIDDA, K-I-D-D-E, pronounced KIDDA.
Okay.
Those are, to me, there's other manufacturers out there, but if it's not those two brands, then you're not buying it.
Okay.
When it comes to heaters, there's a company, actually the Chicago-based company called Lasco. They make fans and they make heaters. They've been around for a very long time. That's a company that I would consider. I mentioned that wall heater.
Yeah.
The company that I featured is called Envy Heat, ENVI Heat. And they make this wall panel, and I think that their website might be eheat.com. I have nothing to do with the company other than I really like this product. And that is also, I believe, it's ETL rated, UL rated, and it happens to be made in the U.S. So, I mean, I like that too. So,
of course. What's the price?
What you pay for?
And well that leads me right into the next question, which was what's the price range?
That wall heater is not cheap. It's about $179. But then, you know, you can buy good space heaters with the tip protection and everything for around $60 to $70.
Right.
They're like those smaller cube ones.
Yes.
You know, they're kind of, the ones that kind of look like a, you know, the size of a lunchbox. Maybe.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
They're great for small spaces. Like, to me, that's something if you're working in an office and then where your office is or your cube is freezing to death, that'll definitely help you there. But a heater like that would probably have little effect in the average size living room or family room, but something of a little bit bigger size, you're going to spend about $80.
Well, thank you, Lou. I really appreciate it. I don't know if anybody else got anything out of it, but look at here, Brendan. I got a whole page of notes. See that? There we go.
I can see it there.
So most of these fires then, if they're, before I let you go, are caused by space heaters, are the result of some of these things not being done is what
I think that a lot of times certainly a heater can be faulty. There's no question that it's going to be a problem with the product, but I think that most of the time, you know, in the end you find that it's user error on just really be mindful of this stuff when you're using it and really try and pay attention. I mean, people get desperate, John, when it gets cold. There's no question.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because, you know, if you're listening now, like I'm sitting in a warm house, we're very lucky, but that's not true for a lot of people. And yep. So people get desperate, but just try and do your best. Make sure those carbon monoxide smoke detectors are working and you're using these space heaters properly.
And when are you on this weekend?
Every Saturday from 6 to 10.
All right.
Your buddy, you know, Surratt, he just wants to be like me now, 6 to 10.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him. You got Lou hours now.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks, Lou. Appreciate it so
nice
much.
Be well.
You too.